Luigi Mangione was spotted at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania by a worker who had seen photos of the person of interest in the case. Local police responded and arrested him on illegal gun and other charges.
The ID provided was in fact a fake ID, and he was subsequently arrested for a forgery charge.
Altoona Deputy Police Chief Derek Swo says it was an officer only on the force for 6 months who got there first.
He had asked the suspect if he had been in New York City recently, and that really invoked a physical reaction from the suspect. He became visibly nervous, kind of shaking.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Six people are charged with human smuggling in a semi-trailer crash that killed more than 50 migrants. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
According to the indictment from 2021, which was just unsealed, these smugglers moved the migrants on foot, inside cattle trucks, and tractor trailers. The six men were arrested both in Guatemala and in Texas. They are accused of conspiracy and causing serious bodily injuries that resulted in death.
Some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks were on Capitol Hill today, including his choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, possible FBI Director Kash Patel, and Trump's nominee for Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard. CBS's Robert Costa on Hegseth.
He has a dogged personality and presence that Trump likes, and so you're seeing right now an ability of Hegseth to stay in the mix, to not be any way swayed by some of the criticism, and he is continuing to have President-elect Trump's support, which Trump has reiterated in interviews.
After the fall of the Bashar al-Assad regime, the United States is set on preventing the Islamic State group from reestablishing safe havens in Syria. The Atlantic Council senior fellow, Kataiba Idlibi, says the U.S. can play a big role in Syrian security.
Where the United States can play an important role is by actually pushing for a humanitarian appeal for Syria now to respond to the immediate humanitarian needs considering the situation in Syria.
Israel has launched dozens of attacks on Syrian air bases, saying it does not want the rebel forces to have planes or weapons systems. Reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Israeli fighter jets targeted military bases, air defense stations, and Syrian intelligence headquarters, as well as long and short-range missile depots and stockpiles of unconventional weapons. Israeli troops moved into a demilitarized border area between Israel and Syria.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Maybe you're settled at home alone or with loved ones, covered in blankets, about to watch your favorite show. It's cozy, it's calm, and you're ready for a perfect night in. Therapy can feel a bit like that, a place for comfort. A time when you replenish your energy and take care of yourself. And hey, you can even do it without leaving that same cozy couch. This season is the perfect time to give therapy a try, right from the comfort of home. With BetterHelp, get matched with a tailored therapist based on your needs and preferences, entirely online. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
More economic fallout from Hurricane Helene in the southern Appalachian Mountains. CBS's Jim Crisula with more.
120 people are out of work now that a textile plant heavily damaged by flooding from Hurricane Helene will permanently close. It's happening in Mountain City in northeast Tennessee. Jerry Jordan is mayor of the town of 2400.
They wasn't able to spend the kind of money it was going to take to put it back in operation. Plus, it would take a long time to do it. It wouldn't be a short fix.
The town will also lose at least $500,000 in revenue from water it provided the Parkdale Mills yarn factory. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Moana 2 has already made more money domestically than the original film. It earned another $52 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates, making it the top box office draw for a second weekend. Wicked was number two this weekend, followed by Gladiator 2. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds stick around tonight, a little breezy, lows in the upper 20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high into the low 30s. Some snow showers late tomorrow night into Wednesday, falling temps through the 20s and becoming breezy. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Oh, Deerfield Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a kind. The deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crest goodbye. Without no sleep or night, it's a world. The child of a mountain, she'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes of gun, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle bill blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Well, that gamble day. A day of up-tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories. Tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forget Saturday from 10 to 2, and the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, cut me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say, this is my.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music.
always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love both never to come back. My heart is glad. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head and feel my darkness go.
Midnight confession. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. He's being called a strong person of interest in last week's Manhattan murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione has been arraigned on various charges after his arrest in Altoona, Pennsylvania, including having an unlicensed weapon and forgery. Tyler Fry was the arresting officer.
It feels good to get a guy like that off the street, especially starting my career this way. It feels great.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says it is deeply disturbing that some people online are celebrating this person of interest.
I have no tolerance, nor should anyone, for one man using an